Thank you, Dr. Hashma. And now, to introduce the key speaker tonight, I will invite Mrs. Deeba to the podium, please.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. It's a pleasure to be here tonight and to introduce the keynote speaker, Mr. Frank F. Islam. He's the CEO of QSS Group Inc. And Mr. Islam has been an active participant in the information technology, aerospace engineering services, and systems integration business for more than 25 years. He holds BS degree and an MS degree from University of Colorado. His extensive business development experience in the federal government sector has been key to QSS's remarkable revenue growth. QSS currently employs around 1,500 technical professionals at more than 50 sites in the United States, and it holds an international presence in England and Europe and has a revenue of a whopping $300 million. In 1999, Mr. Islam was recognized as the Ernst & Young Maryland Entrepreneur of the Year. In 2001, the U.S. Small Business Administration selected Mr. Islam as the Minority Small Business Person of the Year for Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And in 2005, QSS received the prestigious NASA George M. Lowe Award for Quality and Excellence. Under Mr. Islam's leadership, QSS continues to be one of the fastest growing companies in the United States with a 40% compound annual growth rate over the past 7 years. This dramatic growth has earned QSS much recognition, including Washington Technology Top 100 Federal Prime Contractors 6 consecutive years, Washington Technology Fast 50 7 consecutive years, and the Hall of Fame, INC 500 6 consecutive years, and the Hall of Fame, Washington Deloitte and Touch National Tech Fast 500 8 consecutive years. So with this, I'd like to invite Mr. Islam to come here and give a nice speech. Thank you.
First of all, I didn't recognize that was all my accomplishment. Oh, is that right?
No.
I do have a speechwriter, but the speech I didn't know too much about to say yet, so I have to write myself. My wonderful wife, Debbie, who have been married for 25 years, I asked her for some quotations, and she didn't know who Sir Sayyid was till I told her who he was. And she gave me a couple of good quotations. I'd love to see Dr. Aziz, who's my partner, in other endeavor that I have with the health industry. So you want to get a CT scan, talk to Dr. Aziz. This is not a TV ad, but this is a real guy. I want to thank my cousin, Abdullah. As you all know, that he got me, I guess, excited to be part of this organization. I didn't know much about illegal associations. As you all know, I came from there. And my niece, my nephew, Abzal, who also works at my company, and Deeba, happens to be married to my nephew. So it's all part of the family. Thank you for your nice introduction. And I should have you everywhere for my introduction so I can get more dollars and cents in my business. And it's hard to follow the footsteps of Dr. Hassan. I didn't want to give this speech today, but she was very, very, very anxious for me to get started and called me many, many times. Even my secretary got so many emails, she said, who that person is. And I says, she really wants me to give this speech. And Lisa is her name. She knows who you are. Let me get started. Madam President, distinguished guests, friends, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you tonight. I'm honored and delighted to be here. I want to sincerely thank Dr. Hassan. Thank you, Dr. Hassan, for your service to the Illegal Alumni Association. This is a noble cause. People like you inspire all of us. We should all do our part to serve our community, to strengthen our families, to educate our children, and to become role models for future generations. It is our children that are the hope of tomorrow. As you all know, I went to school at Aligarh. I am an Aligarh alumnus. I loved my time there. My stay at Aligarh has had a profound effect on me. I still remember very well that I used to ride a bike from my dormitory, William Hall, to all over the campus. It was an exciting time of my life. I must admit, sometimes it was chaotic, but it was full of charms, cheers, changes, and challenges. My stay at Aligarh was inspiring, and the memories endearing. It provided me with the basic building blocks to be a successful entrepreneur, to assume responsibility, and to be a leader. My education at Aligarh prepared me to be a better person. It prepared me to have a dream of a great future. It gave me strength. It gave me discipline. It gave me courage. And it gave me determination to succeed. The thought of Aligarh still lingers in my mind. It has never faded away from my memory. It is still fresh in my heart, in my mind, in my thought, as it was long, long years ago. For me, it has been a remarkable journey from the dusty streets of Aligarh to the Rocky Mountains of Colorado to the rocky shores of Chesapeake Bay. I came here in pursuit of hope, happiness, challenges, and dreams. And my dream has come true. The first part of my talk today is what are the key ingredients of a successful businessman and a successful entrepreneur. As I see it, I'll share with you what I have gained my experience. The key ingredients of success are education, leadership, taking risks, being focused. The key ingredients of being an entrepreneur are desire, the drive, the dreams, dedication, devotion, and determination. To me, one of the most important ingredients has been focus. If you focus like a laser, you can even drill a hole in a diamond. Focus is power. Focus is energy. If you don't focus, you'll be like the sun that dissipates its vast energy by shining light in all directions. It creates a powerful perception in the minds of the customer. A powerful focus is effective in the long term, not in the short term. It does not happen overnight. You have to have a patience. It takes a long time to turn around a corporate battleship in the river. Focus has been extremely important in our success at my company, QSS. In 12 years, I have been able to develop QSS from my dreams and aspiration into a highly successful $300 million federal government high technology firm. It is today one of the largest privately held enterprises in America. But good things come to those who sacrifice. Good things come to those who are willing to take a risk. When I started QSS, I had my shares of ups and downs. I had my shares of success and failure. But success have taught me how to reach to the next plateau in my journey, and the failure have taught me how to move forward. It gave me the strength, it gave me the courage, and it gave me the hope to continue on. Before I go on to my next topic, I'd like to talk about two other very important things that I have learned in building my company. As you all know, that we go to a lot of meetings. A business management consultant once said, not too long ago, if you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, the word would be meetings, meetings, and meetings. Early on, I learned that while you have to have meetings, Keep them short, keep them on topic. Too many long meetings will get in the way of getting things accomplished. The second important thing that I learned is probably best related using a story about Albert Einstein. While lecturing extensively in the United States, Einstein was always accompanied by his faithful chauffeur, Harry, who listened to each of these lectures in the back row. After Einstein had finished the lecture, Harry said, "Professor Einstein, I have heard your lecture on theory of relativity so many times that I believe that I would be able to deliver it to perfection myself." "Very well," replied Einstein. "You can deliver the next lecture as me. I will take your place as the chauffeur." Harry delivered the lecture to perfection, without a word out of place, while Einstein sat in a back row playing chauffeur, enjoying a catnap for a change. Just as Harry was descending from the podium, however, one of the research assistants intercepted him and began to ask him a very complex question on theory of relativity. Harry replied to the assistant, "The answer to this question is very simple. In fact, it is so simple that I'm going to let my chauffeur answer it." I would suggest that Harry certainly knew when to delegate. I learned how to delegate myself. As Deba said, that I have office all over the world. You cannot build a successful company by yourself, even you need a good chauffeur to tell a good story. Next, I'd like to talk about Sir Syed Ahmad Khan's and education. It is hard to understand that his legacy, his memories, we all know about him. The supreme interest of Sir Syed's life was education. He wanted to create, as Dr. Hassan said, a scientific temperament among the Muslims of India and to make the Western knowledge of science available to them. He championed the cause of modern education. His work gave rise to a new generation of Muslims, intellectuals, professionals, and the Aligarh movement to secure the political future of Muslims in India. I myself was inspired by his vision of education, by his vision of improving socioeconomic conditions of Muslims in India, and his quest to build an institution of higher learning. Two of his quotes still resonate with me and seem to be true even today. "Acquisition of knowledge of science and technology is the only solution for the problems of the Muslims. I will not ask you for my salvation, but please take pity of your children. Do something for them. Send them to school, lest should have to depend." He was a man of extraordinary talent. He was a man of extraordinary accomplishment. And his legacy still lives in bright lights and dark shadows. And those shadows are everywhere. The Aligarh Muslim University was founded by Sir Syed. It was initiated over 130 years ago as a movement for the renaissance of the India's Muslim community. For over 130 years, the Muslims of India have nurtured Aligarh Muslim University with their sweat, blood, tears, and aspirations. It has produced many great freedom fighters and builders of modern India, as well as renowned scholars, artists, scientists, and engineers. We should do what we can to ensure that this university remain a premier center of knowledge, will continue to shine its bright lights on those dark shadows. Finally, I'd like to address why I believe that technology-oriented English-based education is ever more important today. Global economic trends continue towards the rapid growth of knowledge-based services, resulting in increasingly economic-dependent nations. The key to future competitiveness will be information and knowledge. A good transition in thought and action was needed to move the world from an agriculture-based economy to manufacturing and industrial-based economy. I believe that even greater transition is required to take the next step to a global, highly interdependent, knowledge-based economy. As discussed in the World Bank's Millennium Development Goals, education is central to development. It empowers people. It strengthens nations. It is a powerful equalizer, opening doors to all to lift themselves out of poverty. It is an increasingly complex, knowledge-dependent world. High-level education must be the first priority. I believe that education is the answer to a wide range of problems and opportunities. As Dr. Hassan said, today Muslims in India lag behind all walks of life. The main reason for their sorry status is their backwardness in modern education. Only the vision of Sayyid can help the Muslim to come out from their current situation. We should realize the great importance of his message and strongly endorse the spirit behind Aligarh Muslim University. Let us expand, let us propagate the Aligarh movement. Let us fulfill his dream. His dream of education and his dream of entrepreneurship. I told you my speech will be short and sweet. So thank you once again for inviting me. I'll close my talk with what Mr. Nehru, the first Prime Minister of India, said in his speech at the dawn of the India's freedom. We should be brave enough and wise enough to grasp the opportunity and accept the challenge of the future. It means the ending of ignorance and inequality of opportunity. Our ambition should be wipe out every tears from every eye. We should build a noble mansion where all of our children can dwell, where all of our children can prosper, where all of our children can have bright future. It's a future that beckons to us. It reminds me of the song of the Fleetwood Mac when I was growing up back in the state of Colorado in the 1970s. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, yesterday is gone. Let us come together to fulfill his dream, his vision, and his mission. Let us redeem his pledge. Let us accomplish his goals. Let us preserve and protect his culture. Let us come together to turn his promise into reality. Let us keep his memory alive. Let us commit ourselves to ensure that his dreams shall never die. Thank you and God bless you.